The timber industry was having issues before the COVID-19 pandemic. Tariffs from China were putting a strain on the industry. Then the pandemic hit and mills slowed production or closed altogether. While lumber prices shot up during the height of the pandemic, timber harvesters and haulers weren't benefiting from it. It's that accumulation that makes the relief funding for those harvesters and haulers so critical, according to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin.
We've seen this hit especially hard in Wisconsin's Northwoods and in central Wisconsin. But really, it's impacting the forest products industry across our state and across the nation. We know that loggers and haulers are a key part of our forest products industry. They are essential to the thousands of jobs dependent on the fiber they deliver to our mills, both in Wisconsin and throughout the nation.
After relief for loggers was left out of the CARES Act, the first federal pandemic relief package, the Emergency Coronavirus Relief Act of 2020 was passed in December. That designated $200 million to the USDA specifically for timber harvesters and haulers. More than 6 months later, and loggers are just able to start applying for it tomorrow. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the delay was mostly due to the administration change and all the other pandemic-related funding the USDA is working to get out.
Basically processing these programs, it isn't just the USDA that has to sign off on this. Before we can announce, before we can expend resources, we have to get the approval of the Office of Management and Budget. They obviously have a relatively small staff at the OMB, which not only deals with our work, but the work of every other federal agency. So it takes a little bit of time.
The sign-up process begins tomorrow. Those in the timber industry can apply through their local USDA office. Secretary Vilsack says payments will go out on a rolling basis in a two-payment system. As people are verified, they'll get an initial $2,000. With the funding that remains after that, loggers could get up to $125,000 based on their losses in the last year and how much money is available. The deadline to apply by is October 15th. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.